I'm living a movie, not living by rules. It's just a movie, don't lose your cool.
Hey, welcome to Movie Trailer Reviews on the Black Guy Who Tips Premium Podcasting Network. That's right, people pay to hear this shit, so that's why we keep doing it. We actually have a couple people with us. First of all, I'm joined as always by the lovely, voluptuous Phenom Black. What's up, man? How you doing?
Feeling pretty on a Saturday.
All right.
That's a good thing.
And also we got Karen SAYDAT AGAIN. No TH, please.
You was not spelling it right.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, that was pure struggle, my nigga.
Yes, I did spell it right. SAY.
That was the Jocelyn School of Spelling, my nigga. I don't know.
No, I did not spell it wrong, that bitch. No, I know how to spell her name.
It was the Jocelyn School of Spelling.
Because I'm a star.
Struggle spelling bee. Did you finish the word? You win. There you go.
let's use it in a sentence. It's Say That Again. Hey, Karen. How you doing?
Hey, y'all.
We actually are here to review another movie for spoiler reviews. And, of course, the motto of the show is it's for people that have either seen the movie, never plan on seeing the movie, or just don't give a fuck because we spoil it, y'all. He has to break Zod's neck in order to win this battle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That means he kills somebody in remake of a reboot of a Superman film.
Yeah. He's not supposed to kill y'all, but he do. So let's get right into it. This movie is Man of Steel. We rate everything on the More Epic Than Love Jones scale, 0 to 5, and every once in a while, the rare 6 out of 5. 0 being man, fuck you, and 5 out of 5 being the fuck you waiting for, go see this shit. Man of Steel stars Henry Cavill, Amy Adams, and the true star of the show, Michael Shannon.
Yep.
in a story about Superman. I mean, I was gonna read the plot synopsis, but who doesn't know the Superman story now? You know, it's a reboot of Superman, which we have seen in 5 different other movies, a ton of cartoons, many comic books. It is a story as American as slavery itself. So let's go ahead and get right into what worked for this film. I think we'll start with that. And I'll go to you first, Karen. What worked about Man of Steel for you?
Everything about this movie worked. Everything worked for me. I liked the reboot. I liked that I didn't get told the same motherfucking story I've been told 18 times. I liked the fact that y'all made Superman interesting for me I read comic books, but as an overall non-Superman reading comic book person, because his comic books are just boring as shit. I liked the action. I like the villains. I like the fact that for the first time I got a real high quality live action fight scene with motherfucking superheroes that literally made me sit on the edge of my seat. I like the fact that I got told about his home planet and how he came to Earth and all that stuff. I like the fact that Lois Lane wasn't like the bulk of the storyline. I like the fact that when she was in trouble, she was really in motherfucking trouble, not just, you know, falling for no reason. I liked everything.
Okay. And I will piggyback and say that we did get more Krypton than we have in any other Superman film that we've ever seen. And a lot of people have mixed reviews about that, you know. But I actually enjoyed that too. I enjoyed Russell Crowe. And his trying to fit into man Spanx. What about you, Brandon? What did you enjoy? What worked for you with this film?
I don't know if you just asked me or not, because my internet is being a dick right now.
Oh yeah, like, I did ask you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, but I'm not sure how my voice sounds right now.
You sound fine on our end.
All right, cool. For me, what worked with this film was it was a real Superman film. It wasn't, everybody keeps begging for these fucking comic book Superman films. There's this dude in fucking red and blue tights. He's supposed to be super in tights. I don't know how that gets past people. with the cape, flying around, just doing every pointless fucking deed. He is like fucking the fucking Jehovah's Witness of superheroes, dude. He does unnecessary shit all the time. And it's like, you don't feel very super, do you? If you saving kittens out of trees, you don't feel very super. If you have to fly to save a boy that is literally 20 feet away from you when you got super speed, that you don't feel very super, do you? It's just a terrible, he's a lazy fucking superhero with superpowers. I'm sorry. And then he's righteous. He's a goddamn hall monitor, man. And people fight for that dude. Mm-hmm. I don't understand it. And with this film, it was really about an alien from another planet trying to survive in a world where he literally is the strongest motherfucker on the planet, but he can't show it. Like, I felt for that man. I was like, just punch that kid in the orbit, dude. Stop letting him pick on you. But he can't do it, because if he does it, then he's going to have to punch everybody in the orbit, because white people can't stand having something they don't understand in front of them. Mm-hmm. Like, it really, really tells that story. It tells the story of a wandering person who has yet to become or feel super, but not in a corny way. I love the way they did the flashbacks to tell the origin story. I wish mm-hmm. more films would do that instead of following a linear storyline of he was this. It was still linear, but it was through flashbacks. Like it lets you, and it did it through like his memories about, well, why is he doing this? Oh, because this happened to him at this age. And that's how he correlates. That's how he decides to choose a path of good over a path of evil, because there are a lot of situations where motherfuckers give him a reason to be evil as shit towards mm-hmm. humanity. It really brought that shit home, and I was glad that they took that. Going back to Krypton and giving Krypton a real voice and giving it a real feel so that we can actually believe this planet exists. Mm-hmm. Like, because as far as Superman knows, Krypton could be a fucking lie. That somebody could just been like, yeah, well, you had a home planet, but it blew up. Well, we don't know that. Krypton could actually still be out there, and you just living on Earth because we don't want you to leave. Mm-hmm. But they gave it a real feel, and they made Krypton. They had flying dragons and shit. I thought I was watching Game of Thrones for a second.
Yeah.
It's like, so this is what's going to happen when Khaleesi takes over the world. This looks awesome. I can deal with this.
Yeah. The fact that some critics were dissing the Krypton segment really irked me, because I was like, that was actually interesting. Like, I've read enough comic books and seen enough of the cartoon to see like the other versions of the Krypton thing, and it's always just two white people putting a little baby into a space launching thing and shipping them off. It's never like the politics, it's never giving Zod any history. Mm-hmm. Like, it's there's never any action, you know, just, and then the city broke into pieces and everything died. It was like, I actually enjoyed this version of Krypton.
I like that he had to learn how to fly. I'm glad he didn't just like take off. I'm glad he didn't know how to fly once he actually was flying. Like, once he figured out how to sustain himself, once he figured out how to defy gravity and fly, then he was a terrible flyer. Like, I'm glad they showed that. I like the way that they did the whole, how they found his ship and stuff. I like the way that they brought Russell Crowe in. They didn't just, you know, kind of end him in the beginning of the film. He was used later, and they was paying homage to older films and different cartoons and stuff. And I thought that was cool. I liked Amy Adams as Lois Lane, because one, Amy Adams usually plays this really subtle pushover. And in this film, she played this dominant, confident, fucking professional journalist. Like, she knew how to do her job. Like Karen said, versus every other Lois Lane, just gets out here headstrong, arrogant, and fucking annoying. Mm-hmm. And then just be screaming the whole film.
Yep.
Like, watching the first Superman film was hard. After seeing Man of Steel, it was extremely hard to watch. I don't know if that was Mary Tyler Moore, but if it was, it was very hard to watch her just be stupid. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then like, well, I'll just trip and fall off this building. Somebody will save me. Cause I'm Lois fucking Lane. And Amy Adams didn't have that luxury. Like, people say one of the biggest complaints from critics was that there was no bond. There was no time where her and Clark or Superman or Kal-El, whatever you want to call them, had time to bond and get to know each other. And he just fell in love at the end. And I'm like, did you watch the same movie I did? Because not only did they have time to bond, like, nigga, she met his family. They went into space.
Yes.
She saved Superman. You don't understand how much he's in love with that pussy now. The only person on Earth to ever save him, he fell in love with. Makes sense to me, dude. Like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry y'all didn't get it. And after the world has almost been taken over by General Crazy Fuck, I would assume that they'd be falling in love. It's motherfuckers that meet in bars that fall in love over less shit than what these two went through.
Yes.
But y'all talking about it ain't believable. They needed time to build. How do you know there won't be time to build? Because in the second film, now that she knows who he is and she knows all his secrets, by the way, they didn't need to sit and discuss who they were over 3 and 4 dates and shit. That was completely unnecessary since she traced him back from when he first saved her all the way back to him being a child.
Using her skills.
Also, I mean, I don't think a lot of the stuff that people want, like with the love interest angle and all that stuff, are things that I dislike about the other film.
Yes. Yep.
Like it's boring. Like it's like those films, in my opinion, should be called Clark Kent. Cause they're barely Superman in it. And there's barely any super shit in it. Cause, you know, we didn't have the technology. And then when we finally did have it with Superman Returns, they turned him into a emo deadbeat dad. Like it, mm-hmm. I don't care about that shit. I don't want to see it. I'm not some heartless human being. I'm just telling you the story of Superman that most kids from the comic books, kids from the cartoons really fell in love with is the guy who's able to do amazing feats and
yes.
who's almost imperceivably fast and exceptionally strong and that dude that can be punched into the concrete 7 feet and pop back up with a smile on his face and try harder and keep fighting. This is the first time I got to see that other than in cartoons.
Hey, and the one of the best things I like about this film is like a two-part ago. They clearly watched the fucking new DC cartoons, like mm-hmm. the Justice League.
Yes.
They've been watching the movies because to have them throw Superman through like 5 buildings 100 miles away and have him have to come back to the fight. That shit was awesome. I'm so like, they demolished Metropolis. And I was like, that's real. That's what happens in every Superman cartoon. He starts fighting a fucking villain and buildings start falling and there should be collateral damage and casualties because when a whole building falls, a whole 40-50 story building falls, everybody didn't get out. And the best thing about those fights was goddamn, was it Feora?
Mm-hmm.
Or mm-hmm. Antige Troll, whatever this character's name is. God, I wish they hadn't killed her. Yeah. But she is living, walking cinematic proof that a Wonder Woman film is possible.
Yes.
Oh, that's very a good possible. Point. That's a
yes,
good point.
Yes. I 100% agree because for the first time, it was a female character who was quick, who was fast, who strong. Was strong, you know, and the thing is that it was like me playing a video game where you're the XY, XYB, XQ, whatever the buttons are, and you just watch her go. And it was one of those things I was like, I would get excited every time I would see her because it was like some shit is about to happen. And I'm like, and I would have never thought about that, but I'm like you. I think that if they do it right with this type of technology, that would be awesome. I would go watch that.
Now, I have some things I would like to add to. And, you know, obviously, if you guys have more stuff, because I like a lot about this film and, you know, continue to add on. But I like to throw in a few. I like that this movie was Superman over Clark. And I'm thinking that's probably only because it's kind of a prequel to the Clark Kent era, because he doesn't really invent Clark Kent until the end of the you know, the reporter Clark Kent doesn't get invented till the end of the movie, which I enjoy because I'm not a fan of Clark Kent.
It wasn't a Superman film either. Like, I just felt he was, it was like, it was really just a Cal, it wasn't, it couldn't even be a Kal-El film. Like, he had no identity.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, however you would like to put it, it felt more like Superman to me, because in a movie, this is the first time I've seen Superman fight for an hour.
Ain't that true?
You know what
true?
I mean? This is the most I've ever seen him in a costume in a fucking movie, actually doing super shit. I've seen him in a costume walking around and floating in one place while talking to Lois on a balcony, but I've never really seen this dude be like, I'm about to kick ass for an hour. Like, cause only I can do this. Like,
well, they touched his mother, dog. Like, that was
son!
They touched it. They threw her. They didn't just touch her. Like, they threw her on the ground. And can I give her credit for being a strong mother? Like, I felt like she had some black in her. Cause she got back off the ground. Like, it's okay, baby. Go out there, whoop their ass.
Her house.
I'm gonna be okay.
Her house was fucked up. And she was like, they went that way. I'm like, damn, that's a mama right there.
She didn't have a breakdown. She didn't cry. She didn't sob. She was just like, long as they ain't mess up the family photos, I'm good.
And the thing about her was that he was actually talking to Lois and his ears went up like, phew. I was like, what happened? He was like, they missed my mama. Yeah. Yep. It was like, he immediately took off. He was like, no explanation. Oh, you bitch. I don't care what the fuck you're talking about. They missed my mama.
Another thing I liked about this movie. This is why I go to movies.
Ain't that the truth?
I noticed the last couple of weeks, I just had this, like, some of these movies that critics have been panning that I really enjoyed. I've been like, man, what is it that's bothering me about this? And I finally put it together. Critics don't really get the movies anymore. Like, it's not a thing to them to get out of their house, go and look at a 100-foot-tall screen. This is a movie that if you watched it on Blu-ray is not the same.
No.
Because when you watch this shit on a big ass screen.
Yes.
And Superman gets punched through three buildings, your eyes are like a tennis match as you watch this motherfucker go all the way across the screen, 100 feet to land in that corner. Yeah. And this was a movie designed for the silver screen, man. And I was so appreciative of it, for doing that, because there's not enough appreciation for movies that do this. They always get panned by critics. It's like Avatar. I mean, I don't get the big deal. I mean, it's the story is simple. It's Dances with Wolves. And then you're like, right, but the 3D mechs and
Dances with Wolves doesn't look anything like Avatar, man.
Right, all dog. Especially,
it doesn't sound anything like Avatar. It doesn't look there. If you went to the 3D version of Avatar, there were bugs buzzing in different ears when they walk through the jungle. I'm sorry that y'all didn't get to experience that, but I felt that to be awesome.
Like, there was one of the movies where you pay 3D IMAX and you walk out and go, no one that I know who saw the movie that way walked out and said, oh, I didn't get it.
Ain't that the truth?
No one. Everybody I know that walked out that theater got it. There's some people that were like, I'm a critic. I watched it in 2D, then 3D, then IMAX. Well, it's not the same. You know, the other thing too, that I haven't heard enough people give him credit for, Zack Snyder not slowing down the action.
I said that when we first walked out. How was there no slow motion and Zack Snyder was a part of this movie, dog?
I have to give him so much credit, because I thought that's what we were going to see was, well, he's going to slow things down to make us realize how fucking fast Superman is everyone in the background is going to be like, oh, where is Clark? As he like punches a motherfucker into space. And instead he did what I always wanted to see. The Superman what I believe Superman would look like in real life is a big ass red and blue blur.
Ain't that the truth?
As he just took care of problems around you. And you ain't even have no fucking idea. Like, that's what was cool to me about the shit.
If you even noticed it, dude. But not even that. Like, Feora's character, when she had to take down that team, the team of soldiers.
Yes.
And she literally took them out in 2 seconds.
Yes.
And she took out 7 dudes in 2 seconds. And I was like, that is why we can't fuck with Superman. That right there is every reason on earth why it don't matter if we got nuclear war, if we got fucking the newest of technology, even with alien technologies. If you can't see a motherfucker that's moving,
How the fuck dog. Do you target him?
Right.
Ain't that
and true. They're already impervious to bullets anyway. But yeah, so that fast action really drew me in because, I heard a couple people say stuff like, well, I couldn't follow the action. I was like, I could follow it. And I sat up front and I could follow it. But more importantly, you're not supposed to be able to like catch every single detail because the point they're trying to tell you is these people are super. They are better than, they are harder to track with your eye. Like, I don't understand how that action scene works if you can follow phase of, Fiera killing three people or, well, knocking out three people in 5 seconds. I don't, or shit, 2 seconds. I don't know how that scene comes off if you slow it down. It's not as good.
No,
it comes off as The Matrix. It comes off as Neo fighting 300 Mr. Smiths. And us being like, did you see when he threw that punch? Did you see when he threw that punch? Did you see when he put the stick down, started swinging around, and it kicked all of them? But in computer time, that fight lasted all of 20 seconds.
Right. And we've seen that before. We've seen the bullet comes out, slow motion, person looks at the bullet, moves around the bullet, jump, you know, dude is still focusing down, you know, later at his target. That person moves, hits him and punches him in the face, takes his gun away. Like, I don't want to see that shit. No. I wanted to see some new shit, and we got that.
Yes. And
my bad.
Go ahead,
I'm sorry. And something also that I love the double team. When she and that big dude, whoever that other dude was, like double team Superman.
Yeah, that big ass android thing.
Yes, it was one of those things where I almost was like, nigga, you might not make this because they is giving you the business.
They caught him in mid-flight, Karen. He tried to take off at one point, and they grabbed his leg.
They was like, nope.
Like, that's how dope that shit was. I was like, holy shit, they just caught Superman in mid-flight. It was like, where you going? Where you going, Clark?
Come on back.
Here, yo.
Superman's,
join the party.
Superman's power has, in my opinion, has always been that he can take more damage than any other hero. You know, that's really his true strength. So this movie got that about him. Because all of a sudden, you're seeing him get his head slammed through the concrete and the asphalt, slid 50 feet, and then thrown into like a tanker truck that lights on fire and explodes. And then he just gets up with the Boy Scout face, hair still perfect, no blood, and then makes kind of a like, he furrows his brow just a little bit more like, well, I'm going to have to try 14%. And that, to me, that's the essence of Superman, dude. Like, and when we talk about what didn't work, we'll go into some other stuff. I'm sure, people have things, but, cause I don't think the movie's quote unquote perfect, but is the best Superman film I've ever seen in my lifetime.
Yes.
And I was really excited, man. So, if anybody want to add anything else that worked before I move on to what didn't work.
Yeah, I got one. Mm-hmm. I think one of the dopest scenes, like the essence of Superman is shown in this very small scene, and it's when they're fighting in the middle of Metropolis, and Zod throws like a tanker truck at Superman, or pushes it across the street to try to pin him between the truck and the building. The way he just kind of slightly, oh, okay, hold on, let me get out the way.
Yeah.
And just like he literally levitated and floated out of the way and did like a little 360 spin and then landed back on the ground. He didn't jump and dive. He didn't move fast. He was just kind of like, well, I seen that coming a mile away. I'm just going to go ahead. And here we go. And he did like a little, here we go. And landed on the ground. Okay, let's continue this fight now, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. Like, son. Speaking of things at work, I can't not finish this by saying, yo, General Zod.
Michael Shannon, my nigga. Been saying this since I seen him cast.
Me too, man. Like, people that watch Boardwalk Empire, I know they were feeling it.
He got that angry, them angry eyes, that angry face.
Like, he looks psycho every day. Yes. He looks psycho.
He is, to me, he is the star of the movie to me. Like, he stole the show. When he was on scene, he was just electric. And the scenes he has where he has to deliver a monologue or, like, even the first scene where he just shows up and kills a motherfucker as like a how do you do? You're like, yo, this dude is a beast. So Michael Shannon was great. And also, when I was on Cinema Fix, Andrew was saying how he wanted to see Superman struggle with his humanity versus recapturing his home and really have a tough decision. And I was like, one, that wouldn't be very super of him. Like,
no.
If Superman considered 6 billion people dying on the earth for even a second, we'd all be like, the fuck was that? Like, that's not Superman at all. But then two, the way they set it up in the story, there's no fucking way, Michael Shannon could convince him, cause the way he tried to convince him was him sitting on 6 billion skulls.
Mm-hmm.
And I totally bought the scene because Michael Shannon was that evil. He was just evil as fuck. It's like, it was like him literally sitting on a pile of roaches. Like, look, man, I killed all these roaches. Now we can have this apartment.
There was just a struggle. There was just this internal struggle, I thought, for a while between Michael Shannon and everything he was doing, because he was born and raised to be a general,
yes,
to do everything possible to keep his race from dying out. And I understood that, but I also caught that subtlety of him actually feeling having to do some of the things he had to do, mm-hmm, like killing Russell Crowe's character. And then, you know, he still kind of looked at Clark or as Kal-El as, you know, damn, that's Jor-El's son.
Yeah.
I'm really going to have to strip this motherfucker's blood out of his body because I need his DNA to bring back my civilization. This is very hard.
Yeah. He basically,
for me to do, yep. I got to do it.
He basically was like, but this is my programming.
I got to do it.
Yep. I'm not like you. I was born in a pod, dude. Let's talk. Oh, go ahead, Karen.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
And two more things we're talking about General Zod. Number one, when he climbed up the side of that building, that was awesome. Because it was one of those things where, A, they did such a good job that I thought he was dead. I don't mean no harm. Like, I almost forgot it. Like, it was so much action going on. I literally thought he was dead.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait a minute. The motherfucker survived. And it was so funny because it was like a calm. Then when I seen him, I was like, oh shit, more action. I can't speak for nobody else, but I even got more excited because I was like, we gonna get some more action. And when that motherfucker got on the side of that building and like crunched into the side of the building, it started climbing up the side.
He started climbing up the side of a building on all fours.
Yeah.
That was the most scared I've ever been of Michael Shannon in my life.
I just loved how he realized he was about to become an all-powerful being. The way he started to get the powers, he was like, what the fuck is this? And like when he developed, because he'd been him for so long and he was confident in being a Kryptonian, it would take him about 2 minutes to adjust to these new abilities, and they just kept coming. It and was like his timeline was catching up.
You're supposed to have
laser beams. Hey, nigga, you're supposed to be able to fly. Hey, nigga, you supposed to be able to hear everything going on in the world at the same time.
I enjoy when he got the laser beam eyes because he had a look of shock and delight on his face at the same time. He was like, I can't believe this is happening. What is wrong with me? This is awesome. And also that the shit talking he does when he's like, I was trained to be a soldier. My entire body is a weapon. I was born and created to be a general, and just starts learning to fly as he's saying this shit. And then he looks at Clark. He's like, you grew up planting corn or some shit. Like, you grew up on a farm. I'm about to kick your ass. And I believed him for a good 5 minutes. Like,
and he did though. Like, that was just like Fiora kicked his ass. Fiora was fucking Clark up. It was like she loves to fight and you don't, right? This is not about to be a good battle, dog. She's gonna whoop your ass and it's gonna be pleasurable for her. She enjoys this type of shit.
All right, let's talk about things that didn't work for us. I don't know.
Hold on, I got one more.
Okay, go ahead.
That was the best fucking neck snap I have ever seen in a movie. Ever.
Yes.
He snapped his neck so goddamn hard it broke the sound barrier.
Yeah.
That shit was I think a building collapsed down the street when he snapped General Zod's neck.
It's fun all the way around.
It required that much power to do it. And the amount of agony going on.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, I hate to compare it to this, but it was like when you see in a comedy a nigga beating his dick and crying. That's what that scene was like. It was like, I gotta do this. I gotta snap.
Yeah, he was like, holy shit.
Yeah, he dropped that intervention scream on him. Yes. After he broke that neck. I was like, yo, he hurting, man.
Yeah, well, he looked at him like, nigga, you gonna make me? You gonna make me? You gonna make me?
Right.
I was like, oh, shit, he just did not kill him.
All right, now let's talk about what didn't work. Because some people have been shitting on the movie and a lot of stuff didn't work for them. I acknowledge that there's some things in the movie I could understand if people didn't like, blah, blah, blah. But I didn't have nearly as many issues as most people. So I'll just pass it around first. Karen, what didn't work for you with this movie, if anything?
I'm going to tell you, I'm 100% biased. Avenger Initiative on all that bullshit.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Brandon, anything that didn't work for you?
I'd be lying. If the 3D was fucking terrible for this movie. This movie shouldn't have been shot in 3D. Other than that, I'd be lying if I said there was anything wrong with this film. Like this, between this film and The Dark Knight are my two favorite, DC superhero films, hands down. And okay. To nitpick about them, like it's like nitpicking about how did the Joker kill Michael Jai White? Mm-hmm. And you know, like I know how he killed him. They just had to cut the scene because it was PG-13. There were certain moments in this film where the CGI did get a little blurry, but I understand why. It was still dope CGI. I also think that you could possibly have issues with what it looks like when mm-hmm. Superman is flying. But then again, I don't know what it looks like when you're flying as fast as he's flying. Right. So
I don't think anybody does.
Yeah, and they're trying to be creative and think, well, what would it look like if he was flying? I don't know. Like, if you have problems with what it looks like, then you should also have problems with Lawrence Fishburne going into biker vision and biker boys. Like,
you should have
problems with that too. Well, that tunnel vision bullshit.
I'll save my things that I had issues with, and for the record, I think this is more my issues with Superman as a character and not this movie. But I just got to put it out there because I had several like moments in this movie where I was like, oh man, I hate that about Superman. Jonathan Kent being basically a bitch, I wasn't really a fan of. I get his whole don't hurt people and shit. So but
Kevin Costner.
Yeah, but like the way they played it where he was like, don't ever use these powers or they'll come find you. Like, it's like, man, don't make your son a bitch though. Like, it's fine for him to, you know, save you instead of letting you die for a fucking dog, man. Like, I wish they had come up with a better way for him to die.
I get it. I got that scene. It was the sacrifice. That's what it was. It was kind of cheesy.
It was so cheesy. But for the record, Brandon, I'm not saying this is really not an issue with the movie because this is the corny shit that happens in Superman stories.
Yeah.
That make me not like Superman that much.
Yeah. And
go ahead, Karen.
And also, I think that was the point earlier when he was like, well, David died. He was like, well, you should let them die. So his way was like, well, I'm going to die. Since it's me.
Yeah. I get the point.
Okay.
But it's corny.
Yes, it is.
Like, Superman does, like, and wait till they do the sequel. But, he does so much corny shit in his stories where I'm like, I'm just going to pretend that was cooler than it was. And they tried to cool it up.
No,
but
it wasn't cool bringing in a tornado in the middle of nowhere and having him just stand there and watch. It wasn't cool to watch that, but I got why they did it.
Right. Yes.
I just was like, man, look, I'm sorry.
It was for a dog.
Because
it was for a dog, man.
You know what made that scene worse, right?
Yeah.
That dog died because they had a completely different dog later on. I was like, see, your father died for a dog that you would have to replace in 11 years, in a couple years anyway. These dogs don't live that goddamn long.
That was such bullshit, man. Another thing that I didn't like, I don't like the character of Lois Lane. Like, this was as cool as she can get.
Even then,
she found ways to get on my fucking nerves. Like when Superman's like, I'm gonna turn myself in to the Earth. He goes in the interrogation room, and who the fuck is in there? Lois Lane. I was like, get your busy ass out of here. This is a world emergency. What the fuck are you doing?
Uh-huh.
She's like, I met him the other day on the ship, and I just thought that I should be the one to be here or whatever. So I thought that was funny. And then when he goes to the ship and she's like, I'm going to go with you. I was like, man, like, I hate you. Any other person on the earth would be like, well, good luck, bro. I hope you make it back. Her dumb ass talking about, I'm going to go on the superpower ship with the superpower people that's evil. Maybe they'll understand and let me talk to them. And I thought they could have done a little bit more with her reporter shit. Like, it would have been dope if she was like trying to get like footage of the ship or something. Like, I thought she was going to do something like that, something sneaky, like plant a bug or something.
I hate that Lois Lane though, bro. I hate like that compromises shit.
Yeah.
In the time of a crisis, that's the Lois Lane from the first Superman film. She would have tried to put a bug or set up a camera somewhere to get pictures when these motherfuckers are trying to destroy the Earth. What the fuck does a picture matter, Miss TMZ, if the world gets destroyed? It doesn't matter.
Ain't that the truth?
But that's what I thought was going to happen.
Like, but her camera got tore up, baby.
Not just, in the age of 2013, you could pull a camera out of anything.
Right, her iPhone was in her pocket still.
iPhone was in her pocket.
But I just kept expecting, like, okay, is she going to do a sit-down interview?
Something like that.
Just some reason that
he
people...
He going to be on YouTube.
Yeah, not even just for her motivation, but, like, for everyone else to be like, yeah, we need to send her. It's the only way we'll get footage of the ship. Like, she just was there. Like, I'm Lois Lane, nigga. I'm going. It's like, all right, then. Also, I thought that that for some reason it looked kind of grayish down. That might just be me, but I felt like the tint of the movie felt kind of gray or something. It was like a little weird choice, I think, to go with gray, but maybe because they were trying to do a darker Superman or something.
That was the Zack Snyder effect. That was okay. This like ominous world where it was for a dark, ominous feel.
Okay.
And I actually appreciated that because I hate bright Superman.
Yeah, it did.
It's the same way in The Dark Knight. It's dark. It's just Nolan with that, but Zack Snyder has a way of like messing with the tone and the temperature of colors with his films. Like, even if you watch Sucker Punch, which I don't recommend anybody watch that again if you've already seen it.
Oh, I haven't. Don't plan on it.
Yeah,
Sucker Punch is terrible.
Sucker Punch definitely has that, especially
even
in the action
scenes.
Even
think about 300. 300 has like this orange, blackish tint to it.
Definitely.
He does that in all of it. Like Watchmen. Look at Watchmen. It's always raining in Watchmen. It's literally raining every day.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good point then. Yeah. Well, that kind of threw me off a little bit, but I think it's more because in my mind, I picture Metropolis and Superman as such bright, like, you know, untainted by the darkness of the rest of the DC universe. It's just like corny ass Superman part. but like I said, man, all this shit that is like stuff I really don't think they could help, because the source material for Superman is terrible. And I said this on Twitter and a couple people got mad at me. Nemesis Prime was like, I got 300 comic books that say you're wrong or something. I was like, 300 comic books of suck. That, like, he is a boring ass character.
Yes, he is.
I'm actually, as much as I love this movie, I'm not looking forward to the sequel.
Nope.
Cause he's gotta be Clark Kent.
Yep.
And that's when shit always gets corny for me. Cause it's like, now he's gonna go on a date, but guys, check it out. He's Superman. He's gonna go on a date and like someone's gonna get robbed in the alley and he's gonna go, I'm gonna go to the bathroom, but really he's gonna be Superman and he's gonna come back and Lois is gonna be pissed. It's like,
let me tell you something. That is the fact that I hope they don't add that phone booth shit.
Oh my God.
It's so stupid. If you're faster than a speeding bullet,
come on,
why
dog.
Do you need to have a costume on, yo?
Right?
You don't need a costume. Nobody can see your fucking face if you're faster than a speeding bullet. Like in the first film, the first thing that happens with Lois Lane is the helicopter crashes on the roof and she falls and she's hanging out the helicopter. Clark comes out of work, looks up, see that she's hanging on for dear life. What does he do? Starts running around on the street looking for somewhere to change.
Yeah.
I was like, nigga, if you don't just fly up there, save her ass, drop her on the roof and fly the fuck off,
dude,
she don't have to see your face, my brother.
So yeah, that, like, and like I said, these are issues I have with the character. And we finally got a movie where somebody else who had the same issues with Superman was like, let's not do that.
Ain't that the truth?
Thank you. I just want to thank Snyder and I want to thank Nolan. This is my Superman movie. If you don't like this movie, I understand. I'm not even going to fight you. But you got five movies.
Ain't that the truth? And
let me get one. It's my turn.
And 300 comic books, Rod.
And, right.
And the, because the,
stop being so fucking greedy and selfish with the characters that we all love. Some of us like the Dragon Ball Z shit in Superman and not all the fucking love stories.
Ain't that the truth? And the Superman before the Superman can kiss my ass. That was a terrible ass movie.
Yeah, when I was on Cinema Fix, dude, he was like, Andrew was debating like, oh, this is why it's better, this is why it's not good, and this is why it's not good. And then he said the magic words, which were, well, maybe if it was more like Superman Returns, which is an underrated. I said, okay, that's actually your fault. Like, I thought we were having a discussion, but no, nigga.
That shit was terrible.
Those films suck, dude. I'm
yeah.
Sorry.
Superman Returns was one of the biggest bust of all time for me as far as nerd excitement to actual, is this what I'm getting?
Yeah, because me and Roger.
Is he going to punch something or is he going to try to get up with his kid that is neglected? Because I'm here to see the punching, guys.
Yeah, and I did not get it. Me and Roger looked at each other like, nigga, did you see what I seen? Yeah, okay. This isn't bullshit, right? Yeah, okay.
You know what? It was one. The reason Superman Returns hurt me so bad is because it was one of the few movies where I was in movie denial for like the first day. I don't know if anybody's ever experienced this, but where I was telling myself like, nah, but it was good. Cause right. Like, I mean, he was flying and he did, his son punched that through like a piano into a dude. And then like as time went on, I was like, wait a minute. I think this was terrible.
I watched about 40 minutes of that film and I fell asleep five times. That is unnecessary. That's so much nap time. During a movie, my nigga, like, I could have drowned in a tub of popcorn if I had seen that in the theater.
He's not even in the movie.
Shit, it'd have been more entertaining.
He's not even in the movie for the first 20 minutes.
That's ridiculous. Like, and I know, everybody keeps talking about, like, the other, like, the Superman source material and how is this and that. I have not read any Superman comic books because I'm not a Superman fan.
Right.
As a matter of fact, I'm not a Superman fan. And that's why I haven't read any until Injustice.
Right.
The first comic of Injustice, I fucks with Superman. I fucks with Injustice Superman. Like Karen, if you want one that's a comic that's good to read, read Injustice. Because yeah, that Injustice. Superman don't give a fuck. And that Wonder Woman don't give a fuck.
And see,
they be like, and that's see, it. We mad now. Fuck humans. We mad. This shit gonna stop.
And like I said, for me, I'm not even gonna debate it. I do find the source material corny. I do think that people are right when they say shit like, you know, what is the problem with this Superman is he doesn't save babies and shit. You are absolutely right. I will not even argue with you about this shit. I just don't care.
Nope.
I just don't care. And I'm not going to pretend to care either.
That show ain't. You won't get an A raise. Yeah, I wasn't. Tear from me.
I wasn't disappointed. I wasn't counting how many bystanders might have got hurt. I was completely like, he threw a nigga through five buildings.
Yep.
What's going to happen next? And that's all I need. Now we got
another thing, dude. Mm-hmm. Like, I had somebody argue with me on Oh Hell No blog because I wrote a piece on there about this film and just like how I hate the other films compared to this one. And I had a dude tell me, they started a conversation about how he was letting all these people die. And I was like, do you realize this is his first time fighting as Superman, right? Like, that's why I can't wait to see what they do in the sequel because he needs to meet Bruce Wayne. And he needs to meet him soon. Motherfucker ain't got no fighting skills whatsoever. When he went up against Zod, he was getting, and that chick, he was getting his ass whooped because they trained and he didn't. And it was so evident. Like it was just blunt power with him. Mm-hmm. It was like, I'm just going to throw the hardest punch I can, even if there is no form, technique or anything else, and hope I knock the shit out of you. And it just happened to work sometimes.
Yep. All right, man, let's give it a rating. 0 to 5, more epic than Love Jones. Karen.
I give it a 5. I even give it the KFT.
6 out of 5.
I love this movie a lot.
Yes. Brandon.
It's not perfect, but it gets Kev tears.
Mm-hmm. I definitely can understand that. For me personally, I would give it a 5 out of 5. Fuck you waiting for, go see this shit. The feeling I had when I left this theater was one of the best feelings I've ever had leaving a theater.
And yeah,
it was not on the same scale as that Limpus. Now we, you know, no offense, no offense to people that don't fuck with Impossible White Man the way I do, but
that Limpus.
But this movie gave me a similar feeling of, yo, they hit all the things I want to see in a Superman movie.
Yep.
I understand other people want to see emotions and dates and jokes and comedy and shit. I never did want to see those.
They could give a fuck.
Those were things I settled for to see 5 minutes of Superman back in the day. No
they
more.
They had just seen Iron Man 3. Didn't they get enough jokes, dude?
Yes, exactly. Get over it, guys. So thank you guys for checking out another spoiler movie review on the Blackout Test Premium Network. We appreciate everybody that checks us out, and we will be back soon with another one. Peace.
Get your act together. My life's a movie. I'll leave you in that act forever.
My life's like a movie. My life's like a movie. My life's like a movie.